Okay. Last week, we set up a few yeshivas, and I'd like to just, build on it, and then we'll get more to nitty-gritty of the shayish, okay? The main point, which is plain translation, and that the beginning is HaMitzvah HaAchas, okay? He yechida misuyem eshleimu, okay? The osa al kadama, okay? Which doesn't mean hagdomo, which means a premise, okay? Okay. So it means that there's a premise about what a mitzvah is, and if the premise is correct, so then the mitzvah consists of not only mitzvahs, but the dinim. And the dinim are not looked at as something separate, but part of this yechida misuyemes shleima. Okay? Okay, let's say that. Okay. So, that is the point. Okay? Now, next point. Now, since a mitzvah is yechida achas shleima, and that's the premise, okay? Then we pointed out that premise in the Rambam is used in many different places, okay? And it's either a reference to the Shrashim, okay, or a reference to certain premises which the Rambam uses to define mitzvahs. And the two examples are that he's not using it to talk about the Shrashim per se, is the mitzvahs of Tumah, the premise that the Dinei Tumah is a mitzvah, and the other premise, the Mikra Kodesh, is an Asei of Meloch. Correct? Okay. Now, just that this is a correct, so what does it mean? A premise is something you can draw conclusions from. Okay? And that's very clear in the Tshuvos of Yeshua Nogid. L'sheilo al shuma nikris hamitzvah, it's going on the mitzvah. Mikdama hagdoma hazois, amikdama hazois is referring to the beginning. Hamitzvah achas, very clear, there's no doubt about it. Inizeh behetem l'mashe masikin mimeno. It's something, a premise, which you can draw conclusions from. Okay, so, there's another Ksav Yad which says something similar. He quotes V'niklis Mikdama Kiboinim Oleo Es HaKakiro Batanoim. Okay, whatever that means exactly, but this is, okay, so that's it, okay? Whatever other people say, that's the pshat. Okay. Now, the amazing thing, the next step is that the Rambam, in his reference, refers to the Shurashim as Mikdama many, many different times. Okay? It is true in the 10th Shurash that he uses something like Mikdama. But the 10th Shurash is about something which is really an introduction, because he says that the how to make the chalis lechem aponim is not the mitzvah, okay? It's a hagdoma to the mitzvah. But at the beginning of the Shurash, when he talks about it, he uses a different word, which in the Arabic is a introduction, which he hasn't used in the other places. And then, for some reason, which you have to understand, he takes liberty to use mikdama once he's clearly defined deduction. We have to understand what that means, but that, I think, is pretty clear. Okay? So that we have that now. The next step is, so the question is, what does it mean that he's referring to al mikdama on the shrushim? And what does he call the Shuashim Etzel Shurish? Okay? So really, it's the same type of thing. Because a Shurish, the Rambam said clearly in Shurish Beis, when he's referring to something else we'll come back to, that a Shurish is something that sprouts forth branches. Okay, there's pawa in the Arabic, pawa, which is branches, and there's the shurish, okay? So then, the logical conclusion is, he's calling these shurashim, even though it's not a natural thing, but the shurashim are the premises which you can build the system of Tayag mitzvahs upon, and it's also those roots, which if you water them properly and understand them properly, you can come to the conclusion what the Tayag mitzvahs are. Okay? So it's really something very similar. We have to understand why he calls it, when he's talking about them per se, he calls them shoshim, okay? And why, when he refers to them later, he refers to them as al-mikdama, we have to understand. That's not really the issue, but the fact that he clearly equates them with the similarity, at least, that's very important. And that's this issue that you have something which gives forth to something else, which you can, a premise which you can conclude from, okay?
We have to prove every premise?
That is the major... That is an amazing thing, okay? Even though the Rambam says in one place that he's proving them, the Rambam does an amazing thing. Because if you go through the Shrushim, you find something very interesting, okay? He's very lax in proving his premises, okay? Sometimes he does, sometimes it's the given. I'll give you examples, okay? But when it comes to his attack, and as saw this in the Bahag, he brings clear proofs from the Talmud or from the Sifri or the Sifra or the Mechilta. The proofs are clear, okay? The premises are what he looks as premises, and the word in the Arabic, in the original philosophical sense, doesn't necessarily mean something which is proven, okay? So for example, I'll give you an example, and we'll leave it at that, okay? And they're probably... We can go through them one at a time and see. For example, that a Pirush HaMekubal could become a mitzvah and a minyan. He starts off in Cherish Beis and he assumes it, okay? Without a proof. In fact, all the mitzvahs which the Rambam quotes based on the Pirush HaMekubal are not found in the Bahag. However, he goes to town in the discussion about the Ribui from Esther, Rabbis, Tamil Chachomim. He goes to town and attacks him with Mekiris in the Talmud, Meneu Bey, that you can't say what the Bahag says. So that, I think, is basically typical of his approach. When it comes to his premises, which he's building his system on, he's ready to accept them as postulates, even though they're not proven, okay? Well, logic dictates them, and I'm not getting involved in that, but even though not proven. And when it comes to taking, to dealing with the Bahag, it's clear proofs, okay? Oh, it could be, it won't be like that in general, but that's an example.
You can't attack him without proofs.
I understand that. Okay, good. I'm okay with everything. I'm just pointing out the fact. Now, let's take the following. Now, I want to show you some things, okay? Let's hear now. So, in fact, okay, there's a very interesting thing. The Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, you see, we have in this, in literature, we call it introduction, okay? Does the Rambam write in the beginning of Mishneh Torah introduction? Okay. The remarks that he's making before Sefer Mitzvahs, okay, and the Mishneh Torah, before he's before he writes the Minhag Kotzim, he doesn't call it introduction. Okay. Similarly, in the what we call Hakdama to Sefer Mitzvahs, if you notice, all I see in the Arabic, there's no Arabic over here. Kapach takes the liberty of putting a bracket and saying Hakdama. Okay. However, in the 14th Sheresh, when he has what Kapach translates as Hakdama, the second half, we has it, which is really a premise, another premise. Okay. Word itself, Lekach Hakdama Zu, means another premise. Okay. And there he says Mikdama. Okay. So, correct. So that's what we have, okay? Now, just before, let me show you something else. Now, a tshuva from Yeshua Nogin in Klal Beis, or in Cherish Beis, whatever you want to call it. Ketzad leforish diburo ika, that's what I don't listen in Arabic, so I'm not sure the translation in Arabic, calls atzo. How do you translate atzo? Tshuva. Shemimenu reitzim lilmoid anaf. So I'm not sure, but this lilmoid, anaf is perua, the lilmoid is a bracket, I'm not sure what happened over here. Shemimenu reitzim lilmoid anaf. Okay? And that is, so it's the same type of idea, okay? So all I'm telling you is I think that you see, the original meaning of the word atzel in Arabic is referring to shurish. A more modern meaning is klal or principle, okay? Kapach has decided to translate it as klal, okay? It's not clear to me at all after the Rambam's equation of klal, of etzel and mikdama, that's a proper approach. Okay? Now let's continue. Before we go on, I just want to sit down, you have to set down the olive base. Now, I'll just show you a few things and then we'll see. Okay. Now, he says, in the beginning, the Shurish did his preface, okay? The Akhtim Shuroshim Shuroi Lismach, I'm quoting. The Akhtim Shuroshim Shuroi Lismach Aleim B'minyan HaMitzvahs. That's what it's all about. It's what you can base Minyan HaMitzvahs on. The Rambam, I just want to tell you one thing. You shouldn't make a mistake. The Rambam never said that these Shroshim were given to Moshe at Sinai, but in retrospect, these are the principles, these are the premises which we can base Tayag, which we can come to the conclusion what the Tayag Mitzvahs are. But the Rambam never made such a statement, and I think it's mad to say that. He's not saying that Moshe gave to the Rebbeinu Shel these 14 principles which he's written over here. The Rebbeinu Shel gave it to Moshe, okay? Then I'll give you a few other quotes, okay? The Okay, the first one, again, let me just finish it. The Akim Shoshim Shugoy Lismahalim Bemina Mitzis, Ukishis Amis Minyonom Bimaimo Hazer, that's the Minyan Hamitzis, Birayim Vurerish Ebo Sofit. It's a combination of premises plus proofs for each individual mitzvah. As he says, B'mayim azeh b'rayim v'bu'eres. Okay. Another quote. V'ani ato maschil b'zichroin hashroshim sh'roi lismoch aleim b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. V'heim arba'a osa shroshim. Ach she'aktim she'kol HaMitzvah Shichlom Sefer HaTorah Shetzivu Oisom Hashem Bohem Heim Shalosh Meis Rishoshay Mitzvahs. Because we use these Shroshim in order to conclude what the Mitzvahs are, we have to know what we're aiming for. And that's what he tells us. Okay. Now, another quote. V'zeh ma shelo yite boy echod mikol mi shemona ha-mitzvahs kloyma shezeu minyonam ela shishtabchu shibush godol b'dvom ha-menuyim k'mo shizboye b'mayma hazeh. That's in the minyan. V'zeh mipinei, why did they make the mistake in the minyan of Tayyag? V'zeh mipinei shenelmu mehem inyonei albo osa shoshim ha-godol. If you don't have these 14 premises which you can conclude what the mitzvahs are, you're going to make mistakes. And the Mag did not have these 14 premises. Now, let me do you something. We'll go back before, but I'm just going to go back and you'll see the reason why I have this in order. Now, in Shurish Chi, he says like this. We masha roi l'tzarif el hasherish hazeh mashanim va'aroi v'hu she'omarnu she'ish limnois l'inyonim ha'mitzuvim v'lehem v'shom v'lehem. This is the premise or the root of what mitzvah is all about. You be moine tzivuyim ha'sholos v'inyonim. Who betnai shiye beinyan amusholimeno lav bilvad b'chol inyan v'inyan. However, in asholis in be separate lav. Oraya shiomru amatikim shiyevdil minyanim zemize. But if you have one lav with many different inyanim, unless the Bali al Maseira said that they're separate, they're one in minyan mitzvahs. This is a shayish to understand what mitzvah is all about. Another quote. Uma, and also from Shayish to Shi. Uma she bial bialu shu chayim achas al akol nimna oisei mitzvah achas. It is one malchus, it's one mitzvah, it is many inyonim with one word low. Kifi mash yosadnu b'sheirish hazeh shelo yilka echod shtei malchus mishem echod. If the shtei malchus are either shnei shemos, b'shnei shemos, it's shnei mitzvahs. B'shum ponim b'kivin shichiyavnu b'biyot. B'chol inyim v'yim yos inyonim anilvim sh'loikin al kol echod v'echod u'shuhu sh'osin kum v'bas achas loikim al kiz halbei yodanu behechach sh'heim sh'emois halbei v'yim nekol inyim b'nifot. This is the shesh. This is how you conclude about mitzvahs. Now, the way he concludes shesh test. Hine kval pirashnu Ze hashirish agodlo. This is the big root. Klima, lav shebekolis. Because in lav shebekolis you can understand a lot. Because there are many in your living one lav. Ubeu nusvekoiso. V Vodanu ma mimenu lechalik. Uma mimenu lav shebekolos bovad ve'eichayom alachas. There's one Malkus, or many Malkus. Vasher hu lechalik nimna b'mitzvah harbe. Vasher eino lechalik nimna mitzvah achas. Now listen to the way he ends. Not only said it was a shirish before, but listen now. V'sim ha-shirish ha-zeh b'kololusoi neged einecha tomid. This shirish test should be in front of God, like Shvise Shemel Neki Tomid. I thought, excuse me. V'sim ha-shirish ha-zeh b'kololusoi neged einecha tomid ki hu mafteach godo מיוי לאימוס למיטס לאימוס מיניין המיצס. If you want to know if you מיניין המיצס are MS or not, or the shows to see. That's what it's all about. Okay? Next. Now, we'll go back and we'll see a few others, okay? Show you Shady. Now here I'm going to show you a few times we'll have to deal with the word etzel, where it always means a shirish and not, and I'll show you the issue. Okay. Yeah. This won't be okay. Shirish sheni gulai tachshav shebrech lemnoisim lefisha enon vadoyois. They're not, you know, maybe Chazal don't know how to use the Yud-Gimel-Midas properly, and maybe, you know, we don't know. Ulefisha adina yetze b'midah hi Emes or Eino Emes, Avada Eino Avada. Enzo is a Sibu. El Sibu Mineisha, Kol Mashe Mutsiin, Heim Anofim Minashoshim. The Yud Gimu Mides are Anofim coming from the Shoshim. But what are the Shoshim? Shenemu Moshe Besine Bebeo. Theim Shesh Meois Ushalash Esoy Mides. The Yud Gimu Mides are the Anofim that come out of the Tayag Mitzvahs. And that's the way you mutzi them. This will be very important. We'll see it later. The question is how serious to take this. So he's clearly calling it a sheresh. Okay. And it's something which gives a rise to branches, okay? And he's saying that those which the branches, not minyan mitzvahs. I only ask you a question. Isn't this the same idea as what he's presenting over here in the beginning of Sheresh Zion? He says, HaMitzvah Achas. What does he say? Hamitzvah Adak, he a mitzvah achas, he in his he yechida achas mesuyeme shleimo, v'yischayin oisa hakidomo, the oisa, the premise, the mikdama, tzibuyim v'asholos rabois, b'dini ha-teira. The yechida shleimo consists of the mitzvah plus the dinim which you derive from that, okay? And here he's doing a tosh al peh. How do you derive these dinim? To the Yud-Gimel Midas. Okay? And that's the principle which he really has set up in Sheresh Beis, that the Tayag Mitzvahs are the Sheresh and the Yud-Gimel Midas are the way to take out the Anofim, the dinim from the mitzvahs. See, even though the tzivuim and asholos are not in the minyan, because the child cannot be the same as the father. And that's what he's doing, really. This, what he has in Sheresh Beis, and this, what he's doing over here, is pretty much the same thing. Okay.
But here, even if the dinim are mefurish.
That's the next step. I'm talking about the first step. Okay, I know. That's when he takes a step that is being, he goes to the step. But the first step is not that, correct? I'm walking on the first step, okay? Now, if this is correct, okay. Now, here, very interesting issue. See, this I discussed with Professor Langemann, okay. And, he told me that the rule of thumb is that the translation should be Sherish. However, if you're of Etzel should be Sherish, but if you're at a point of no return and the context said you can't do it, so we have to see what we can do, okay? So let's just see what the issues are, and maybe we can deal with all of them. Okay? I just want to get this one. Now listen to this one, okay? And that's what he called me. I just called him to quote him. Ha-tilgum ha-meduik shel etzel hino sherish. Kodem kol. Sherish shel etz al tzemach u-mishom ba-achobo le-mevonim ha-chedim. If you can do that, or when you can do that. Okay? And then he says that, however, if you can't, maybe in context, maybe you have to. Okay. Now, another time in Sherish Hasheni, we use the word Etzel. Okay? If these next three, or whatever it is, are going to become interesting. Three or four things that may we have. Ukvah higanu higiyu b'miut simas libom liyoyse koshe mizeh. וזה שהן כשמוצו דרש בפוסק שמסחייב מן הדרש ההוא לעשת איזה פולו או הסרחקוס מאיזה עניונים ואין כולם ויסוף את רבונם. That's all these cases like ביקחוילים the ביקחוילים whether it's תקופס, גמטריס, whatever ימנו עושם בכל המצוס ואף על פי Shepashte deko lo yor al dover beis binyan. It's against pashit deko. There's no way you can conclude this a pashit deko. There's no pirushim makobo, which he discussed at the beginning of the shorish, and pashit deko doesn't go like that. Then he says like this: im hashoyresh the etzel shehu yilunu boy aleha masholam vo omrom zal ein mikol yotze b'nei pshuta. There is an etzel, a sherish, called Ein Mikra Yetzel Yibshinu, which are Talmud Shoyim B'chol Mokum, Gufi Dekor V'may Kol Mokum Adabe. So what I'm only wondering is the Rambam calls Ein Mikra Yetzel Yibshinu, it basically is the sherish to understand whether something's a mitzvah or not. Because if it's pshuta and there's no Pirushim Makubo, then that's the only thing that can be the mitzvah. Okay, you can derive from this what is a mitzvah and what is not a mitzvah. And if it's a mikliyotzeh b'shutai, so meila, you can't do that. Okay, so the question is, does he mean the idea of shirish over here, or it just means an ikka, or it's a principle, okay? That's one case. That's in shirish base. Now, in Sherish Gimel, I'm just going back and looking back at things. In Sherish Gimel, he says like this: the Omnom Kivanu BiOmrom BeSinai, the beginning of Sherish Gimel, LiIka HaTeira. That's Etzel. Etzel Aloshia. Okay, that's Etzel or Ika HaTeira, whatever that means. SheNesinoso Hoyisa BeSinai. And then he quotes V'Et Lacha. As a tale of a mitzvah. So what do you mean ika tale, not ika tale? What does he want? So my suggestion, and this is the this is gonna, out of my mind, this is that Yud-Gimel Midos were only formulated in Tayyag Mitzvahs. And it's only Teira and Tayyag Mitzvahs, the Ika Teira, the Sherish of Teira, that you can sprout of the demon and use Yud Gimel Midos to sprout. And this is the Sherish where he says the Tayyag Mitzvah Nemel Adelis. But in Mitzvah Lashah, there's no Yud Gimel Midos. Yud Gimel Midos, Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to us. And he was Moshe it. At the end of Aboyim, and he used it himself during the Aboyim Shor and Aboyim Shona, and gave it over. This is the tool to interpret Tayyag Mitzvahs. And this is what he does in Sherish Sheni, that he uses the Yud Gimel Midos to sprout the branches of the Tayag Mitzvah. That's what he's doing. So maybe it's the same thing here. Okay? Yeah. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then it means something like Ikon, it means something else, you know. Then you have to say that the context is machayev you to have a broader meaning than that. The question is, maybe it's not necessary. Okay? Next. Now, if that's correct, let's go now over here. Second, in Shurish, in Shurish, Shurish Zion, okay. Now, let me show you this. Here, when you go on, he has a word like this. He goes like this. He says, he has like this. Later, the Achshah came when he gets into the Psukim. Ukvato bezeh ha'ovei, which is Rabbis. Lefi, shekol ma shenim sekosu, what was the mistake of the Achshah Lerlis? Monu, mibli la'ayin, bi'ika ha'mitzvah, v'loi bi'hilcheser otno'eho. Ika mitzvah is also etzel mitzvah. Okay? So I think if you go back and you start with the original premise, that a mitzvah achas, he yichide misuyem eshleimo, and the Ika ha-mitzvah is the shirish of the mitzvah, which you can sprout from it the dinim through Yud Gimel Midos, this is exactly what is going on. And that's why he calls it Etzel. And that's the Ika. Okay? Okay? I'm not sure, 100%, I'm not trying to sell you anything. It's either this is the Pshat, or it's more in a metaphorical sense of Ika and really not something like that. Okay. The one that I was a little bit confused about, I got to that point, I said to myself, everything's okay. And this is, this is what I really wrote to Professor Lamb. I'm just wondering, you know, whether, and this one I'm not sure about. Until this point, you know, I can say, you know, I can imagine it. I wouldn't take a shvu on it. But, you know, some would tell me to think it's okay. The problem is, however, when you get to Shurish Yudalad, there's a line which bothers me, which I'm not sure. I have an idea, but I'm not sure. Shurish Hayudalid Kfar Bianu Bitchilas Makes Sheko Azhova Shishai Voivo Lea Kores Bilvad Omis Bide Shamayim Imis Bade Shoivir Shova Hoivir Al Hoazhova Ahi Vihizit ba'avoinahu be'edim v'hasro aloikev. The af alpi she'ikev mishpotei she'edino moso la'shamayim. That's etzel. The etzel of the mishpot is moso la'shamayim. Okay? The question is, for example, Chayve Krisis Shemunilku Niftu Bide Krisoson is Ki'ilu the Ik, the Sheresh of the Oynesh is Misa de Shamayim or Kores, but in there is a anaf of a kiyum of that in Malkus. In other words, what does he mean by calling it Ika Mishpatay? Is he just saying that's the main Mishpat and this is the, you know, a side thing? Or there's some relationship with you two? And he's basically referring to the din of Chayvei Krisis, Shelokul, Niftu Videi Krisosah.
Well, how rich a language is Arabic? It's like English or Hebrew.
I can't tell you. You can discuss it. I mean, I have nothing more to say. I just ask these questions. You know, we can go through the one thing. I don't know. I mamish know something. My knowledge of Arabic is probably less than yours, okay? Because, you know, I haven't even had dealt with the poem or something. I know nothing, okay? But, you know, I just have a feel for things that, you know, this word, you know, we should look into, okay? So that is my first part of the shiur. So now we see premises and we see what the Rambam is trying to do. And that's why this precedes the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because these are the premises upon which Minyan HaMitzvahs are based. Okay. Now, next point, okay, we'll just try to. I decided, you know, we have to be malach, even though I couldn't makatze, but I think this, if you don't have this, you don't got it, okay? I'm not sure at the end where to draw the line, okay? So I'm leaving it up to you. That's how far, that's where I found this Etzel so far. Maybe the other places, but it's very interesting. Okay. Now, we have this. Next. The Ram says that as far as the mitzvah of chalitza and yibum, okay, in shtei mitzvahs, mi mitzvah say, b'zeh shein bo machlokes. And that is correct, because the halachas does agree with this point. Okay, I just want to show you. You know, it's a little interesting that, you know, the way he does it, he uses this as a basis to prove something else. But he doesn't go to town of the Bahab, but other issues which he could have done. And I'll show you, he does that a little bit in the Minyan HaMitzvah, the Maimar Zeh. I'll show you, okay? What the Bahab does is in mitzvahs kumvasei, mit kufnun hahei is chalitza, and kufnun vav is yibum. Okay. However, when it comes to pidyon petach hamor zayin, okay, he has a mitzvah called pidyon petach hamor. There's no mention of avifa. And when it comes to yield and pidyon of Omer V'liya, also no mention of anything there. So when it comes to that, it's a complete blank. When it comes to Petach Hamor, it's only Petach Hamor. And when it comes to Yibum Chalitza, it's Yibum Chalitza. So the Rambam, you know, just picked Yibum Chalitza because there's no machlekes. I'm just not sure why he doesn't go to town about these issues. Now I'll show you in Sefer Mitzvahs. Let's just start before, but he does in the listen to what he does here. Elu parshiyos chukim mishpotim amesuv letzibur. Aleph parshiyos Sanhedrin gedoyla ktano. Dini nefoshes, dini momeris, ever ivri, umoicha atzmo imochu bezdin, benimcha lenochri, fi omer vriya. That's what he does. Okay. Petach hamor is a mitzvah stam. No mention of arifo. And omer vriya is b'chal, the parashis together with Sanhedrin on bezdin. Okay, say that. Interesting, you know. Okay, that's not my point here. Now, Mishnah Bechayis, Yud Gimel Amen Aleph. Mitzvahs HaPdiya, Kedemis the Mitzvahs HaRifo. Shenema, Im Leisifte Barafte. That's what Terry says, Im Leisifte Barafte. Mitzvahs Yida, Kedemis the Mitzvahs HaPdiya. Shenema, Asher Lo Yodo Behefto. Mitzvahs HaYibum, Kedemis l'mitzvah chalitza. Amishna. The Rambam learned that the Matiki Hashmua, by saying mitzvahs, are giving you the mafteach to what's a mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs. Now just see what he does. Mitzvah pei beis. He should see bonu. One second. He should see bonu. Laloif petachamo. Im loy. Nilze liftoisa. He's looking very hard on this. For omoy is ale. The imloy sifte varafte. Ukva is boye dine mitzvah zu, kei meseches b'chayis. So means that this mitzvah has been. It's not a raya brura, but you know, that's what he uses. That's what he's doing now. Then he says, listen to this. Yesh lamak shesh yikshalai. That the chochm kakum. And they ask a question. V'yesh lamak tishik sholai v'yoyma le'eze dovo monisa p'diosoi v'arifosa b'shnei mitzvahs and l'maisa the Bahag doesn't. He doesn't even have polemics with the Bahag here. V'loy monisa isa mitzvah achas v'tiye arifa midine Hamitzvah, k'mo shekibalto b'sheres hashvi'i. What that's true she is about. That you're not moin dinei hamitzvah. So say that arifa is doch dinei hamitzvah. And you shouldn't be a minyan. So listen to what he does. Listen to this. This is very important. Hine. Yoidea hakeo, at the Rebbeinu knows, ki hadin hoye machayev ke. No, the person the makshe who said this, he's correct, and it should be like that. Lule, mashe matzonu lehem loshen hamira al hayoyis m'shtei mitzvahs. The rule of thumb is the dinim. Are not separate mitzvahs, because that's what the premise Zion is all about. V'u'omrom mitzvahs p'diyah k'idem is the mitzvah rifa. Otot matiki ha'shmua came and told you that it's two. And that it's not dinim, but the misery is that it's two separate mitzvahs. Okay. Umitzes yibum kidem bis le mitzes chalitza. Ukimo shayivoma muchenes im le yibum o le chalitza. The two possible options. Va yibum mitzvah, va chalitza mitzvah. I assume, since the halachas disagrees, he doesn't even mention it. Kol aches mehen mitzvah v'nei atzmoy, k'moy sheniskal. Kein petach amo, muchan, o lepidiyah, o l'arifo, v'zu mitzvah, k'mo shamalno. So the question is, and this will have to know, is the general thing that Chazal, of the Matzik Yashmua, have this obligation to tell you that it's a mitzvah? In other words, if the Kabbalah was, you see, you needed a Kabbalah over here. Because the rule of thumb needed a Kabbalah, the premise is a premise. And the premise is assumed at Sinai. And you needed a Kabbalah to tell you not like the premise. Okay, isn't that amazing?
See, there's a mitzvah arava ketza, mitzvah lulav ketza. Arava is not a separate thing.
Okay, that's what he goes out and he points out that it's chelke, and that's basically, that's what Shemesh Yer Aleph is about. Okay? Okay, and we'll see about that. That's something different. You're correct?
All right.
Okay, say it. Now, therefore, when it comes to Mitzvah Pei Aleph, he doesn't have a discussion about it. He should see Vora lift his petach amor b'seh levad, u'shelo yifte b'zulos, he's not saying, oh, he says, seh lekayin. V'om yis'ale petach amor tifte b'seh. He doesn't have to prove anything. The chamitzah, that was never the issue. The issue is that the makshi is going to come and ask. That, ah, shush me. And he does the same thing in Reish Lamed Gimel, because the Bahag only counts what?
Wouldn't it be more logical to put this mitzvah concept in the Shoresh?
That's what I was pointing out. That's what I told you, that no. You see, I think what's happening is the Rambam has a general principle, and that I think is pervades the Shoreshim. Then wherever something is a mitzvah, the Matiki Hashmur tell us that. Okay? If they have to. Therefore, the rule of thumb is that if it's Yigimu Midas, it's not Minyan HaMitzvahs. However, if the Matiki Hashmur say Guf Teira or Deraisa in Sherish Beis, then it is. You get the impression that the Matiki Hashmur or that the Maseir was working. In other words, these principles, I don't think the Rambam was, you know, came to say, or the Rabbeinu Shalom gave Moshe these principles, but these principles are assumed, and if we're contradicting these principles, the Baalei HaMaseir, the Maseir of Tayyad Mitzvahs, would have to tell you that this is a mitzvah. And the same thing over here.
That's across all the Shoreshim.
That's across all the Shoreshim. It's not a particular, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But that's a major thing. Because see, that's someone asked me. You know, it's an odd thing. Why should the rule of thumb be that if the Matiki Ashmur don't say Guf Teira, if they, this is double negative, okay, if they refrain from saying Guf Teira or Deraisa, then we assume that it's not a mitzvah, just because of that. So the answer is, that's their job. As Baalei HaMaseir, to tell us the Tayyad Mitzvahs. So in Mela, if they don't, omission is commission. If they don't tell us, we know that it's not in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And that's what they did over here. And that's what he says, Yudea Kel. That we would have said that Arifa is not a mitzvah unless the Matik Yeshmur come and said this Mishnah Mechiris. It's an amazing thing. An amazing look at the Maseira. But this goes back again, I would assume, but I can't tell you, that what I always tell you, that the Rambam learns in the Pirush Mishnayis, the Hakdoma in Pirush HaMishnah, that he says that the Ketzat say the Mishnah, that the Maseira was Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the Mikom Chukom, which was the mitzvah that they wrote down, and he taught them the Teresh HaPeh. He taught them in each case the Yechida Misiyam B'Shleimo HaTeira VaMitzvah. And that's what Maseira is all about. And that's the obligation. So it comes out, the Rambam is diametrically opposed to the Ramban. The Ramban, Sherish Aleph, seems to say, maybe we don't know, maybe Tayyad is just, you know, Rav Simloy's idea. Even if it was on Rav Simloy's idea, you know, which mitzvah we're in and which mitzvah not, you know, that's not the obligation of Chazal. And even in the Hakdoma to Chumash, where he says that the mitzvahs were given at Sinai, but what were mitzvahs, what were not mitzvahs, that was never said. And the Rambam seems to say, oh, that's what the Maseira is all about. And it's not only that the Maseira is all about, He seems to say that's the obligation of the Chachmei HaMesira to give over what are the Tayyad mitzvahs and what are not. Okay? Otherwise, these diukim don't make any sense. You can usually, I was brought up, you can only medayik from commission, not omission. The Rambam says you can medayik from omission. It's a major thing. Next. Okay. That he does the same thing in Omer Vriya, Reish Lamed Gimel. He should see Boru Lisa Omer Vriya. Im Adonair Shekona Oisa Abinoi. Vizais he misses year. Befeilish! Befeilish Omru! That's not the Pirish of Kubo. Mitzis Yil Kodemis the Mitzis Pedia. Lo Omru is Ale Hashem lo Yodo Behefra. And then he tries to prove that Pedia is not Midini HaMitzvah, but Pedia is a separate mitzvah. That's why in when it comes to Omer Vriya, the Lisa, the Yehud, the Mishnah is enough. But when it comes to the Pedia, he works a little harder. Mitzvah Sei Reish Lamed Daled. He should Tivono Lifteis Omer Vriya. For Omer Yisrael V'Hofte. U'Pedia Zu, Yesh lo diktuki mutanoim ubo mishpotim rabim. Because you can't say that it's a din because it itself has so many dinim. It's an interesting thing. Ukva hisbaru b'meseches kiddushin. Again, the idea that the fact that there's a mesechta and we deal with the dinim is a rayin och otot. Then it's a mitzvah because that's dinim. ושום מספר דינו מבריח על השלמוס. ובמחילת אמרו, ובפרש, אם שלוש אלה לא יעשה לו. אמרו, יעיד לך או לבנך או יפתה או פדה עושה. Again. See here, he's going on. He has the mitzvah. He has the mishnah already before. To tell you that it says this and that. But he wants to just bang the point here, because you could have said that it's only a din. Now, I'm not sure, I don't want to get involved in this. You get the impression about Avram that you have to prove it by Dram, he's trying to prove by Yibun also, is he soon? I don't want to get involved in that, okay? What I do want to get involved is the next point. And here, I'm bankrupt, okay? Mitzvahs Asei Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin. Ki shetzivonu lishchoy Pesach Sheni. Mi shenimna mimenu Pesach Rishon. Who Omo Yisale Bachinish Hasheni, be Abu Osala Chinish, Ben Aboim Yaswoisa. Ubekan, Yesh Lamacha Sheik Sholai, Vioi Melai, Momazetimne, Pesach Sheni, Vizese, Mashik Damnu, Mashik Damto, Beshurish Hashvi. Check that out, it's Almik Dama also, okay? Okay? Or it could be just Kodim. That doesn't make it, I don't think it makes a difference. Be'omucha shedin ha-mitzvah lo yimne mitzvah fnei atzmo. So why you say Pesach Sheni is a din of Pesach Rishon? Yoda ha-mak shekush zeis shehachomim kvar choku v'Pesach Sheni imir dinoi kedin Pesach Rishon. It's a din. Oh, hutzivui nema ba'atzma. Oh, it's a separate mitzvah. L'chari, those are the two days. O poska alocha chutzivui nema ba'atzma. O l'kach roi l'mei z'ei z'ei b'fnei atzma. Und mo psochim mo chay kois alish und chay kois alasheni, di berebe, rab nosse rebe chay kois alish und pot alasheni, aber chule, aber chule. Kaloch ke rebe, nis bai lochom ashim anu, shomo, hizi bizeh bizeh, hilkoch, rego mish, and chule, di ba kol chayim, hizi dos, and he says, eh, uchay el rebe, shirin vada, ya, vahaloch bizeh, kula ke rebe. See, here Rabbi Yisrael. Lochera, everything points that the Balya Mesela and the Matiki Hashmur tell you what Hayan Mitzvahs are. Okay? And the Rambam says at the beginning of Shere Sheni, and he says it in Pirush Mishnayis very clearly. Shidivre Kabbalah ain't by Machlekes. So, how can you have a Machlekes? So, when the Rambam goes out of his way and says by mitzvahs, is the reason why mitzvahs? Because there is a Machlekes, we pass it like Rebbe. So, it means the Chayek on the other Tana should be separate mitzvah, separate minion. And the Matiki Hashmua have to tell us that it's a mitzvah. That's what Rebbe's trying to do. Because you would have said that it's a din. And the rule of thumb is that it's not. So what is going on over here? How can this be the point? How can this machlekes? How can the Rambam of all people say nishtikl teir? That's an amazing question, I think. And I have no clue what the answer is. Whether you would have said that in general the Chachmei Masechet tell us all Tayag mitzvahs, or you would have told you that in general they don't have to, but if it violates Shere Shvi something that they have to tell you, or Shere Sheni they have to tell you, but he violates Shvi, so they have to tell you. So here's Matiki Hashmua. So it's Matiki Hashmua. So what's the scoop? Amir Hashem, next week, I'd like to take up this term. He has Hakdamot, which is Al Mikdama Togonios. What does it mean? Premises, Tere is being used as an adjective, Togonios. It's Al Shia. And we'll see exactly how the Rambam uses this in another place in Sefer Mitzvahs and what the term means. Okay, that Amir Hashem is next week. I'm sorry I belabored the point, but I think everything that I spoke about over here was very important. And have a good Shabbos and a Chag Sameach.